Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for
afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And today we're talking all about, I think our topic is all about love. I really feel like. My guest is a founding member of a 24-year-old nonprofit organization right here in Marshfield. Sowing the Seeds of Hope is a network of volunteers who offer support and services to the Marshfield residents. Mary has worked in the fields of occupational therapy, social work, higher education, and also serves as a chair on the intake committee for Sowing Seeds and is also the presiding president for the last 20 years. Mary Doolin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are so delightful and so refreshing to have you here this morning. You look like you're glowing. You I don't even know what to say. You're just glowing this morning.
Thank you.
So you have been in higher education, but I want to mention that you have been with St. Christine's Parish for over 27 years. What is your position there?
Well, I'm what's called a pastoral associate. And originally when I was hired, I was hired to oversee the sick and homebound, visitation to the sick and homebound, which means that you're caring for people who can't come to church, essentially, and training people to visit them, bring them the Eucharist. And from that, I became, because of my background in social work, that's how I started to meet with the other reps from the other churches as we began to talk about meeting the needs of people who didn't have the essentials of life. I also do, we do marriage preparation. For 18 years, I was one of the folks doing a bereavement group. So a pastoral associate really is someone who is assisting the spiritual, emotional, and physical needs of
people
of
in the
flock.
Yeah,
people
right,
in
the
flock of
so
the people
in the community.
Right.
And so we met at Haddad's in Marshfield,
right,
at a Sowing the Seeds event that was put on by, give a shout out to Business First, which
yes,
is a networking group.
Yes.
And you know, on the phone when we were talking, you said, I said, if you could just describe what is the most important thing. And really, you said the most important thing is love.
That's right.
And so that's why, you know, we kicked off the song with that beautiful, kicked off the show with the beautiful song. Take us back to 1993 when you started to have those discussions with some of the other churches in the community, because Sowing the Seeds is faith-based, but you all have different faiths. So take me back to when those conversations started to happen, because it took like a year and a half before you kind of launched as a cohesive group.
That's right.
Okay, so what were those conversations?
Well, what was happening was so many people were coming to the church doors looking for the essentials of life. And frankly, the staffs and the clergy of the various churches, we were getting overwhelmed by the requests. They were looking
food,
for
clothing,
things,
everything,
exactly,
all the essentials,
housing, gas. Their lights were going to be turned off. All this basic things that we all need just to live from day to day. And so a minister from the North Community Church called us all together, and we started to meet to determine how we were going to try to work together to meet these needs. Over time, we realized that we had so much more in common than what separated us. At that time, there was no temple in town, so it was primarily people from many different Christian faiths in town. And so we pooled our strengths together, really, and our knowledge. And each church had a rep or two who would come to these meetings. And so we developed a sort of a script, and we went out to all of various churches, but you didn't go to your own church because they were sick of looking at you. So, you know, there was nothing like having someone else from another church. And
that
it
is
also
so funny.
That also served because it served us all, because I had the privilege and the opportunity to speak in all these other churches that I had never been in my life.
Yeah.
Or I knew really very little about. But bottom line, like I said, we have so much more in common than separates us. So that was the foundation. And we met for a year and a half to develop the mission statement, to develop the idea of how we might proceed as a group. You know, we named officers. We would meet in church basements. We would take up collections for stamps. We had no place to go or meet, so we would meet in different church basements, basically.
Mm. Or people's homes or whatever, you could.
Yeah, and wherever we could. And then on June 1st, 1995, we took our first call for help, and I went out with a gentleman who was the, at that time, he was the head of the clothing, the food pantry here in town. So we went out, and it was a single mother who had a brain injury. She had four young children at home, and I think there were two others that were out of the house at that time. Her house looked like a bomb hit it. She was driving against doctor's orders.
Because she had to.
And she was not receiving any help from her ex-husband.
Oh.
No, she was. Her husband was not providing any help, and he was living this whole other life where he was supporting another woman, family, and so forth and so on. So we started by, I think the Salvation Army called us on that. They had heard of us, and they called us in that because the kids had nothing to go back to school with.
Supplies or anything, clothes, anything. Yeah.
Right. So we got her transportation to her appointments and to what she needed. We helped the kids get what they needed in terms of school clothes and all the things that kids need for the summer. We connected them to camps. We do a lot of advocating. Mind you, we didn't have a cent to deal with as a group at that point.
Yeah.
But we had the kindness and the compassion of the people in the community. And so, but then the big one was Attorney Tom Kramer took on the case for a pro bono. And he worked with this woman for a year and ultimately got the ex-husband's wages attached. And so she was able then to live, to have what she needed to live.
And have the means.
Exactly.
I love the quote. We have to go to break, but I love the quote that you share in this article, this newsletter article that was put out in the winter of 2013. This was your 20th year anniversary. And you say, "Our shared human condition is a source of strength and unity." And I don't even have a question for that. Like, I just wanted to share it because I think it's such a powerful statement. You know, we are all human.
That's right.
and oh, I'm going to start crying right now. I'm going to go out to break with this other quote from the vice president. Is he still the vice president, Bill Last?
He is not the vice president right now because he was in business, had a huge restaurant, the Tavern, here in town.
Oh, okay.
And is a builder as well, but he is on our board. He has been on our board and one of the founding members.
Well, I love what he said. He said, quote, "We were from different faiths and different walks of life, but we all shared a common goal, to help those in need in Marshfield, not by a hand out, but with a hand on." Gonna cry. All right, we got to go to break. I'm Nicole Perry. My guest is Mary Doolin, and she is with SowingSeedsOfHope.net. You can go there for more information. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WAETD.
Do you have a sewing machine? And are you curious about quilting? Whether you're new to the quilting world or you've been quilting for years, Homestead Quilting and Fabrics is here for you. At Homestead Quilting and Fabrics, they provide a large selection of quality fabrics and notions, as well as a variety of classes for beginners and advanced quilters. They give excellent customer service at Homestead Quilting and Fabrics to their local customers and the destination quilters who visit from afar. Visit homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com today.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Mary Doolin of SowingSeedsOfHope.net. So you can go there for more information. Hopefully I'm not going to cry for the rest of the show. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little like, I'm sure they can sense it. Anyway, I want to talk about how another quote that I read, or something I read in the article, was about that the suffering is still somewhat hidden in Marshfield. And I'm sure that is true for everywhere.
Of course.
But what does that mean? Why is it hidden? Is it addiction that's hidden?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, addiction, failure, illness, unemployment, underemployment.
When you're sick or ill, you're not shouting it from the rooftops.
Exactly.
Now, some people are on Facebook. Some people are on social media asking for prayers or help.
Absolutely.
But it is still hidden.
Well, most people, honestly, It is very difficult for people to ask for help.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we do ask is that the person actually calls for help themselves. And we all know that. Sometimes we're helping and sometimes we're being helped in life. And I think you live long enough and you've had times in your life where others have really saved your life.
Yeah.
In many ways and been there for you in a way that has been so powerful that it's enabled you to go on.
Yeah.
And it's from that
life-changing
brokenness that we all have that we realize that the easiest thing to do is to give help, really.
Yeah.
You know, the hardest thing to do is to ask for help.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to really encourage people to ask for help. You know, there's a very, very incorrect stereotype about people using the system and, you know, people that are receiving help from different organizations. Well, in my experience, I can tell you that there might be a few here and there that are using the system, but the majority of people
are really
are in
honorable
desperate need of help.
And honorable.
Those people are our heroes.
Mm.
We are constantly inspired by those in need, the disabled, the unemployed, the ill, the addict, and what they are doing to the strength and the courage it takes to
step forward
and to rebuild their lives.
How do you describe your volunteers?
Our volunteers they're really love machines. I mean,
I love that.
They are people who are attracted to the very grassroots of this ministry, in that if somebody works at the clothing bank and a person comes in and they're looking for a coat for their child, and you can give a mother or a single father or grandmother a coat for a child, you feel good. That's a great...
I know.
That's a great feeling.
I know.
And so I think initially what happens is people are motivated, frankly, by the idea that from the faith communities that God is... the Spirit of God is in all of us, and it is in everyone, and that, you know, we are all equal. We are all equal in God's eyes, and we are all made in the image and likeness of God. And I think that what people do, you know, our tagline is, whatsoever you do for the least of your people, you do for me. And when Jesus said that, he wasn't saying the least, meaning they were less than.
Yeah.
He meant in those days that meant the people who were had a need. Okay.
Mm.
So, whatsoever you do for my people, you do for me. So
yeah.
You are really everybody is the Christ, and we are responding to that with absolutely no judgment. We have to evaluate, certainly, but we're not judging what the circumstances are.
Well, the situation.
Exactly.
And you believe, and, well, a lot of people believe, everyone deserves dignity.
No question. Everyone. So the volunteers, you know, they may come with, you know, love your neighbor.
Yes.
This is their... But then I think what keeps people is really the joy of service.
Yes.
And the grassroots ability to make a difference in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when you go into a home and you see that they're about to be evicted, there's no food in the refrigerator, someone's going to have an operation, a serious operation, and she's sleeping on a blow-up couch on the floor, and her kids don't have what they need to go to school, you can address each one of those issues in a tangible way and really change that person's existence at this moment in time
in
and
a powerful
enable
way.
Them to go on. Our whole thing is to help people get stabilized so they can help themselves, you know, because let's face it, with all those problems I just mentioned, chances are you're not going to be able to stabilize yourself, and then
alone.
What?
And
exactly.
Do it in doing
exactly.
It alone.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I think fuels the volunteers to stay for years and years and years in all aspects. Driving, you give someone a ride to a disabled person, a ride to the doctors, local or in Boston, you get the satisfaction at the end of the day. This person has no car. This person is not able to get to an essential appointment. I was able to give them that.
Yeah.
So I think that's what keeps them going.
And to receive the gratitude.
Exactly.
When you receive that gratitude.
We've received thousands of thank you notes and letters and people calling over the years. And our volunteers will go out of their way for people. Once they see, we had one teacher, she gave up her whole school vacation in order to help a single mother get a car that was repossessed, you know, it was taken off the road by the registry because she couldn't pay the fees you have to pay. This teacher spent the entire week of her school vacation helping this single mother who had this little infant so the mother could get to work. We have many, many examples of that.
We have about a minute before we go to Boston
and waiting all day with somebody who's got
needs
a cancer treatment.
Yes.
And just the generosity and the goodness of people is mind-blowing.
Mm.
I mean, there's nothing more to say, and I can speak from watching this for all these years.
All these years. And you have been with the organization for 24 years.
Yes, right.
And you've been the president for the last 20.
Oh, easily. Maybe 21. Yeah, yeah. Nobody else wants to be the president, trust me.
I know. I'm the president of two organizations, and they're much smaller. How many volunteers do you have?
We have 150 volunteers.
Mm.
But that includes people like attorneys, dentists,
everybody,
business people, all kinds of people.
People that are answering the phone.
Financial people who will see if people have those needs, they'll help them for free.
Okay, we got to go to break. I hope you'll stay with us, and please go to sowingseedsofhope.net for more information. My guest is Mary Doolin. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Is it?
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, sowing the seeds of love. I cannot believe that you did not know about this song.
No, I didn't. Well, I have my head in the sand in a lot of ways.
Do you listen to the radio? You listen to WATD?
I do. I'll tell you, WATD saved my life during a storm, that really bad storm 2 or 3 years ago. And I was in my home by myself. And I always wanted to write a letter to WATD, so I'm just saying it. I couldn't get out of the house. I couldn't open my doors and no power for, 3 or 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And sowing seeds was my life, my lifeline. It kept me going.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, not sowing seeds. WATD.
Oh, because you were listening to.
Was listening to WATD.
And they were sharing all of the information. I know. Yeah. I listen myself because I want the local. I want the when I'm on the highway. I want the traffic. Right. I want the weather. I want all of it. To all of our DJs here. Okay, some of these lyrics were amazing in this song.
Yes, they are.
I spy tears in their eyes as they look to the skies for some kind of divine intervention. It was so powerful, and it was just beautiful. So this has to be your song now.
Well, I will share that with the board.
This is your song, mascot
the publicity
song.
Director. Yes, absolutely.
Right? I don't want to glaze over this. We were going to talk about it in the last segment, but I want to make sure we talk about it. You have an intake committee. Mm-hmm. What are they listening for? How do they make the decisions, this intake committee? Because it starts with that first phone call. So they have to reach out.
Yes, but let me just first say that if you need clothing or personal care items or a ride or furniture, you do not need an intake.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
No, all our services are free. We might add all the services are free. So, no, you just show up at the clothing bank.
Oh.
Or if you need furniture, you would call the line, the Sowing Seeds line, and say you are in need of furniture. If you need a ride, you would call the Sowing Seeds line and say you are in need of a ride.
Okay. Can I give that phone number right now just in case?
Yes.
It's 781-837-3337, and we'll give it again at the end of the show.
Now, if you are in need of something more than that, let's say you need resources, you have a light bill that's overdue, you don't have the means, you want to talk to somebody about medical needs, it could run the gamut of any other need, you would call the Sowing Seeds line. And how we work is you just really quickly state the need and give your basic information. We will return the call. We have volunteers manning the phones year-round. Usually I suggest that they do it Monday through Friday. Then those calls are distributed to whoever needs to
have them. But they're matched.
They're matched
sort
to, let's say furniture and rides is certainly matched right off the bat. However, if you need a visit to your home, then we look for 2 intake people to go out to the home, sit down at your kitchen table, essentially get all the cards out on the table and just go over if they have a table. That's absolutely right. We've had people that have absolutely no furniture when we arrive at the house. And so it's a wonderful thing in a way to go over the whole picture with people, because you know how it is when you have a problem. Sometimes you get locked up and you get a little blind to the whole picture. So this is a service just in itself, and I can't tell you, literally scores and scores of people have told us over the years, you can't imagine what it meant for you to care enough to come to my home and just listen to me.
Just the listening.
That right there. Because there's so many intangible things that Sowing Seeds do does to
it's hugs too. You're supposed to have 8 hugs a day.
A
day.
We do a lot of hugging. And, of course, there's a lot of crying
at
these
tables.
It's
human touch.
Oh,
I'm sure I would be the one leading with all the tears.
There's a lot of crying, and there's a lot of you know, suffering. And and so the two people are important because, again, four eyes are better than two.
Yes.
And just to have two people listen and then kind of brainstorm with the person. Because if somebody is about to be evicted, there's usually no food in the refrigerator. They can't afford their medications. They probably, their electric bill is probably not paid either. Their car might be sitting in the driveway unrepaired and they can't get where they need to go. Exactly. So there's always, I would say, usually 3 to 5 needs when they're just going to call with one need.
Yeah.
And so we try to, with them, again, we help people to help themselves. This is what needs to be done and see what people can do on their own.
And give them the resources and connect them
exactly.
to all of the proper places and
exactly.
and give them the guidance.
That's right.
And from experience, this is what we think you could do first. This is what you can do next.
Exactly.
What do you think about that? And let them make their own decisions, but give them that hands-on.
Absolutely. I mean, that's it. We never do anything for anybody that they can't do for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the encouragement, the respect, the compassion, all of those lift people up. And you know yourself, when somebody sits down with you who's objective, I've had people say to me, you know, different things about problems I've had that are so helpful because they're objective. They're not
yes.
in my skin
yes.
trying to figure out a way out of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the main intention and the main goal is back to the stability.
Absolutely.
And you want to be independent.
Absolutely.
And you want everyone else that you support and help to be independent.
No question.
That's the goal.
And we are all connected. I mean, we're all one and we're all connected. And we, you know, so the more you live, like I said, the more you understand what can happen in life and that things can happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And also you see a lot of intergenerational things that
yeah.
people carry from previous generations. When you get to know people and you understand what they suffered as children or just in their lives,
and they're carrying it,
and
to
they're
this,
carrying things,
yes.
and how it is, how it has impacted their ability to function. You know, there's all, you know, Father Frank Regan, who was probably my primary mentor through all of this. He was the pastor. He said, "All behavior has cause," and it's something that I tell people all the time,
yeah.
and it guides me in working with people
and
in my own life. All behavior has cause.
And we have to go to break, but I want to end this segment with saying that everything that when you start with that first phone call, it's a call to action.
No question.
It's a call to action.
That's right.
So,
and it's all confidential, too. We make a pledge of confidentiality. We read those statements before and after every meeting, and we assure our clients that whatever they tell us stays with us. This is a very, you know, it's a small
it's
community.
It's very personal.
Yeah, and it's
very,
personal.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, I hope you stay with us. My guest is Mary Doolin. She is the president of SowingSeedsOfHope.net. Please go there for more information. What's that phone number again? 781-837-3337. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you recently engaged or planning a wedding? You can have a joyful experience planning a wedding with the perfect plan right by your side, tucking in every single detail. With over 17 years of experience, the perfect plan is your navigation expert. The perfect plan has the connections and the experience to not only perform, but to exceed your expectations. The perfect plan, your direction, our passion and knowledge. Begin your journey with us. Contact theperfectplanweddings.com today.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with everythingyouwishfor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And I want to talk now. My guest is Mary Doolin with SowingSeedsOfHope.net. They're also on Facebook, and you can call 781-837-3337 for more information if you have a need. But I want to talk about some of these numbers, because you have, well, you have more than, you have 71 volunteers at the clothing bank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 31 at the volunteering for transportation, and then 32 on the intake committee. Mm-hmm. But tell me about the numbers of how many people you're helping.
Well, in the clothing bank, year-round, we help about 4,300 individuals. 70% of those are children, and we help with clothing, school supplies, household and personal care items. We have 978 families registered with the clothing bank.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we're open Thursdays and Saturdays from 10 to 12, both to receive donations and to distribute to people with needs. And our transportation, we do about 420 rides annually. Remember, all free rides. And they're usually to local medical appointments, legal appointments, shopping.
Boston.
All essential. Either local, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
We need a 3-day notice for that, a 72-hour notice. But that says it's set on the in intake line when you call. It will give you the instructions for that. And then we've helped 280 families with essential furniture, household, baby equipment needs. That's just in the past 7 years in our furniture bank. And our intake, we have documented, well, probably now it's probably about 9,100 calls for help.
Wow.
And it's probably a lot more than that, but those are we keep a log, of course, of everybody who's calling in, who's working with them, and so forth. And as I said, we conduct home visits, we validate essential needs, advocate for and connect people to resources and to volunteers who frequently could be legal, financial, educational, counseling professionals. And then when necessary, we will pay bills such as rent, utilities, medical needs, car and household repairs. And I might say, we can't do any of this with all the without all of the people who help in the community.
Yes.
We have people who, you know, fix cars for people and charge us, you know, a third of what go to the junkyard for parts. The attorneys, the financial people,
the dentists,
all free service.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, we give people the opportunity to serve. We've learned a lot over the years, Nicole.
Ah, so some of the people you've helped have become volunteers.
Well, no, it's not just that. It can happen. That could be, but we give people in general the opportunity to serve. And it's occurred to me that, you know, when the dentist does free work for someone who hasn't been to a dentist in 6 years and has all kinds of serious problems, he or she is feeling really good about this.
Mm.
So it's, again, you really think about the joy of service and how it lifts all of us up.
You know, I need you to share this story. When we were on the phone, you shared the story with me, and it was so powerful and so beautiful in so many ways. Tell me about the story about when your daughter was in kindergarten. And this was going way back to one of the very first people that you helped.
That was 24 years ago. That's correct. My daughter was in the schools here, and we were working with this single mother who had AIDS, very, very seriously ill, and she was getting no support. She had two little boys, and they were adorable, and they lived in one of the apartment complexes here. And she was really deteriorating physically, and had quite a troubled background herself, and she was not able to really advocate for her children properly. So, I mean, it was really tough. So we were helping her in all those ways,
yes.
Advocating, helping her keep food in the refrigerator, clothes for the kids, giving her rides sometimes to her treatments.
Stability, keeping her stable
in
those.
Stable for, you know, for the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And no family able to help her, totally estranged from family. So one day I walked into the apartment, and I'll never forget this. One of the little boys had smashed the fish tank.
Oh.
And the water was all over the floor. I mean, this is how angry and just...
Well, his mother was ill and...
Right, but because they really weren't getting what they needed. And
mm-hmm.
Initially, that was the situation. So I went to a conference at the school, and it was, you know, school was in session, and...
You were there for your daughter.
I was there for my daughter, and I walked in, and sitting right next to my daughter was one of these little boys.
Oh, my God. I'm getting goosebumps again every time I hear you say it.
And I just thought to myself of how this little boy's life different from my daughter's life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how difficult it was for this mother and these kids to have any peace, to have any... dignity in the world just because of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, you know, we were able to lift them up and, you know, walk with them, help them. It taught me a big lesson about the power of love and what we're doing.
The power of love. Mm. You said the most important word is love. It's all about the power of love. And every single song I put in the show today was all about love.
It's the greatest force there is.
Oh my God,
in the world.
Yeah. And I want to leave with this quote. Before you shared that story with me over the phone, you said to me, quote, when you list the people in need, everyone is listed.
That's right.
And that's your words.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been delightful to get to know you, and God bless you and the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Okay, so Mary Doolin, she's the president of SowingSeedsOfHope.net. You can also find them on Facebook, 781-837-3337. I want to thank you so much for listening. And
we always need volunteers.
We always need volunteers. Thank you. Okay. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Remember, knowledge is power.